Yo, Jack.
Yeah, Vic. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. I'm ready for another exciting update into your life. I'm excited to get into this with our guest today. I'm excited to, you know, just having a really good day. I have a lot of good news.
It's episode 36. Season ends on 40 until we get back in May.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, we're going to try to keep these all engaging. But before we start off, yeah, we have Marco in the studio today. What's up,
hello,
Marco?
Hello, good sirs.
Just to give everyone a reminder, this is Jack's biological brother.
Yes.
I would say same cut from the cloth, but you guys are two completely separate. Jack's a little more wild in the mind, and Marco's definitely more level-headed, I think.
Level.
We'll yeah. Similar, not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
And we could tell just by throughout the show. You'll figure it out. But Jack, what's your update? What's in Jack's world?
Palm trees and sunshine for now. Almost headed out of here, man. My house has been up on the market. I had a little adventure this weekend. Went to a monster truck rally. Actually, it was a monster jam. And
I fucked my sister. No, I'm kidding.
No, I was expecting to see a whole lot more, toothless cousin wives, but no.
Yeah, no. No, those monster jam things are awesome, man.
Yeah, no banjos, bro. No. I will say this, that there's a stigma to people that follow things like NASCAR, and I think it's inaccurate. I definitely think it's inaccurate because anyone can love this shit. This shit is awesome.
Let me ask you, the concession stands, was everything deep fried?
No, it was at Petco Park. It wasn't. They literally just changed a baseball field into they put the ramps in and everything. And it was a lot of fun, man. I got to meet so many cool drivers. Mm-hmm. And maybe was able to land an interview with one or two of them.
Oh, wow. So, you did work off air?
Yeah.
Wow.
By not listening to you. Because if it was up to Vic, all of my merch would have been fucking handed out to the world about a year ago. But luckily, I still had some to bring with me. I handed it out.
See what happens when you don't do your job? You find other ways to
do my job.
Yeah.
I always...
Procrastination is the best option for you.
Yeah. So, and I will say... there's a lot more interesting people that did a lot. It's more than just people jumping into cars and jumping off of ramps, man. I mean, we got Guinness World Record holders that drive these things. We got ex NASCAR drivers that are driving these things. Like, it's pretty much anyone and everyone that's got a drive and a will to do some cool shit. You know, I mean, I could see why somebody that drives for NASCAR would want to be like looking for something a little bit more exciting than left turns.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you should put ramps in NASCAR. My opinion.
Yeah.
Just 150 off the budget.
The audience has to right to the moon. Those placards with the target so they can try to get hit with the cars. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. No, but it is crazy.
We just slammed into the wall and died.
No, but it is nuts if you think about it that, you know, like when you have a toy car, you're like going off those dirt ramps, doing flips, and then you see someone do it in an actual monster truck vehicle. That thing is amazing.
Yeah.
Especially when they do those flips off the walls. I love it. And then they like go in reverse. Only on two wheels.
When I went to PA, there was a fair going on. I actually got to ride into two different monster trucks. Actually,
oh really?
They went around the some property. They had some jumps and whatever. We were all in. There was like six of us or seven of us in it. They had a slow one for the older people, and then they like a fire truck. Then they had this other one, this coffin thing, where it was like eight of us in there. Dude, people were slamming their head. You're walking out with seven concussions. Like they get bad, and I'm like, that was kind of fun.
That explains the learning disabilities. Yeah, right there.
The issues with reading words.
I can smell purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets the special seats.
There you go.
So, on top of the excitement of obviously being in a ballpark, Vic, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Being a baseball fan and all, mm-hmm. It was really exciting. It was really loud. And I got to meet Caleb Blood, which I think is a really awesome, who I think is a really awesome driver. One day I would really like to get an interview with her, but the point of why I'm bringing her up is she wasn't in any gear when I handed her the merch and I was speaking to her, and I don't know if it's her. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, but I don't know what it is about girls and trucks. It's like, the second you put a girl onto a lifted truck, it's, you just automatically got a point or two on your attractiveness.
It does nothing for me. I hear that all the time, but it just does nothing for me.
Really?
Not at all. Not,
I don't know, man.
What does
I think it would enhance the vision slightly.
Anything about appeal. Like, I don't understand it.
She probably eats steak. I
think that she knows how to ride.
Yeah, I think you want to get pegged. That's just.
I would put a lot of money down that Jack will or has been pegged before death.
I'm sure.
Can officially say never been pegged.
Not
thrown it out of the book out of the realm yet. Of possibility.
But that's what that tells me. That tells me that a guy likes a girl who could take control with the truck, and he just wants to be a little, you know, soft.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe it's just like, the tomboy thing.
I just don't like to drive. But I want to be in a big truck.
You want chauffeuring. That's different. You're a special case that we all know about. But
so immediately after this thing, I go head home, and I know this is kind of a long update, but I go to head home, and it's just me and my son in the car after this whole ordeal. And there's this like dog loose, and I live in the middle of farmland. And I was like, damn, I got to get this dog. I already knew the neighbor and everything. So I get in my all-wheel drive Chevy Equinox, and this thing, and I heard the dog off onto like some farmland.
It's Jack.
And yo, I just start tearing that shit up. Like, I was already pumped from the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah. Farmland show, and now you're in a Chevy Equinox. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, except here's a little difference. With every bump you hit, you have to remind yourself how much you're paying a month. It's like $2.56, $3.40. Yeah.
Yo, I was doing donuts. I mean, I don't know if you guys know what a monster all for this dog looks like, but all for this dog, which I never ultimately caught because the fucker found a hole in the fence and then just ran off. So
no one chased you with a shotgun?
No.
You didn't endanger your son?
I didn't endanger my son. All technically, right. You can only endanger him if you're in the car on a road. I wasn't on a road.
All right. True. Not.
Not. Don't take legal advice from me.
No.
So what about you? What's going on? That was the end of mine. I was very excited.
Well, Marco, what do you have? You have anything, Marco, before I get into my update?
Not really. I took in my friend who broke up with his girlfriend recently, and he's going to be leaving with me in a tight quarters. So there's a lot.
Do I got to make a bet on if you're getting pegged too?
Well, no. Oh. See, there's a difference. I'm the pegger.
Oh, okay.
No, and besides that, I started picking up on my Greek mythology book again. I put it down for a while, and now that's it. I'm just same old, same old.
All right.
Are you going to get the sticker on the car that I rescued? So. My friend
from an
that's always good, man. That's always good. Hey, breakups, depending on how long you're with them, breakups could be a little difficult, but you know,
I mean, I wouldn't know, but okay.
I'm all for cutting everything immediately. Don't even break it off. Just move states.
Yeah, right.
Just disappear. Change
just fuck their best friend.
I'm gonna ghost on the ultimate level. Yeah. I change zip codes. Fuck numbers.
Gives you 50 chances.
49, because you're not gonna restart in the same one. So you got
true. 49.
Are we counting the two territories? Oh yeah. Hawaii's nice, but I think Puerto Rico is definitely a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Cheaper.
But you do have a higher probability against stuck up.
Yeah.
You know, not only that, I got a couple of friends who went to Puerto Rico. They went to go rent a car for 5 days. Guess how much they wanted?
$1,500.
$3,000.
Oh my God.
For 5 days. That's in Puerto Rico.
Did they have to leave their kidney in the glove compartment?
They didn't end up going.
See, I don't get people like that. Listen, you want to travel, but obviously stay on the resort, man, unless you're with someone that, and then, you know.
No, they have family there. They had family. They have houses. They have. They
I would have paid it and then fight it. Maybe $3,000 5 days. No way, man. That's a whole family vacation at Disney.
They would have melted my card right inside the fucking rental space. Yeah. They were like, oh yeah, this one. And then they would have made a nice candle out of it.
As for me, I got a few updates, nothing crazy. My Nespresso machine finally died.
Rest in peace.
No, for real. Cause I drink about, I'd say on average 3 a day. You know, I have a double and then 2 singles throughout the day. And
that's not good, dude.
Those are rookie numbers.
Yeah, it's fine. And that's just average. We're not talking about like on a busy day or a long day. I'll definitely hit up 4 to 6. Yeah. But it's good though. I love it. And, it passed and I called Nespresso up and they have such great service. They're sending me a new one, no charge within 3 to 5 business days. Yeah.
Well, how
well, you know what you it is? I think it's because I monthly spend about $72 on that fucking.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, do you buy directly from them so they see that?
Yes, I buy directly from them. And why wouldn't you? I mean, it comes within 2 to 3 days.
Because I order mine on Amazon. I get 5 different sleeves. They're like variety packs for like $35.
Yeah, they have the same thing, probably cheaper.
Yeah.
No, it's really not expensive. And no shipping cost. Yeah, it's not.
Oh, okay.
My espresso costs about 80 cents to a dollar each. And then I do buy 1 sleeve of coffee just to have, which is like $1.10.
You know, I know that this isn't comedy related, but just can you visualize using a machine every fucking day, multiple times a day?
Yeah.
And then once it breaks, calling a company and being like, hey, this thing didn't last me forever. And they're like, oh, we're very sorry. We need to send you one that lasts forever. Like, can you imagine asking Keurig? Like how often Keurigs break or a PlayStation and or just anything like that. I'd be like, hey, this doesn't work. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We'll send you one right away.
Yeah. Well, Nespresso did that.
You call a PlayStation. Hey, I got something wrong with my PlayStation. They go, okay. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, are you going to help me? And they go, yeah, go to GameStop or go buy another PlayStation. What do you want me to tell you? And I'm like, you know what? I like your business model.
Thanks. Awesome. Because they know they got you by the balls. Of what are you going to do, switch? Yeah.
And it's crazy, too, because when I'm on the phone call, it's only, I think, 14 months old. And she's like, oh, well, your warranty passed, but don't worry about it. Would you like the gloss black, the cherry, or the chrome? I said, I'll get the gloss black.
Nice. And, but that's how you keep customers, though. That's
yeah,
how you
well,
keep-
actually, oh, yeah. I'm thinking, just in 3 months of me buying pods, I buy a new machine 3 months technically. So
yeah,
it would only be right for them to fucking. I mean, hey, listen.
Which one do you get? The Essenza or you have the bigger one?
I have the Vertuo next.
Oh, the big one, the big capsule.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which okay. I like the one you have just for, because I only use it for espresso and you have way more variety in flavors and taste.
Yeah, yeah.
We only, I think for that one, the Nespresso is only like, I think you only have like between 7 to 8 different types. And I only pick 3.
Mm. But.
So the big takeaway is 3 days before the warranty, take your machine and smash it against the wall.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to have to note that to myself.
Yeah.
And I clean it. I clean it at least every week. And then I do a real thorough clean once every 2 months. But
so it's cleaner than your cock. Got it.
Yes. All right, moving along.
Moving along. It smells like a fancy cheese.
I don't know about you guys, but in 2022, I have 2 goals I want to achieve. I want to learn how to bake and make cheesecakes. And I also want to cut back on a lot of bullshit food. Like, not just like, listen, I eat McDonald's. I would like to cut back to maybe once a month instead of twice. And then just stop with the white foods, like the pasta, the bread, the rice, because...
Oh, any white flour food.
Yeah, we're getting... I'm telling you, man, we're getting older and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Pasta, see?
Pasta. You're feeling the age, bro?
I'm feeling the age. I'm feeling the body parts. I'm feeling a lot of things, so I gotta have to cut down on a few things.
This is where you guys fucked up. I've been fucked like this for like almost 25 years of my life, and I'm 30.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're fucking used. Yeah.
My body's used to this shit.
Your body would break down with a piece of lettuce.
Yeah.
What is this shit?
Fucking start throwing up.
No, what's wrong, doctor? His body's hemorrhaging. What's wrong? The blood, it's moving. Why?
Why?
He's gained. He's lost 2 pounds in the last week. What the fuck's going on?
Raid your fridge. We found spinach, sir.
We found spinach. Yeah.
Shout out to Marco being a great cook, though. You are a good chef. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I had to learn something.
And then last
cook and your mom made some pasta recently, right? You sent me the video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My mom made my favorite pasta. I actually went to go visit her in Queens.
So, which one?
Oh, I mentioned it always on the show. The Frutta di Mare.
Frutta di Mare.
Yeah, but this time it was extra because we had the crabs, the lobsters, the mussels, the vongole, the squid, the salmon, the tuna. And when I say tuna, I'm talking real sushi brand cut tuna.
Yeah.
What else? I think there was a little pieces of monkfish. And then, of course, the shrimp. You got to have the shrimp in there.
Yesterday, I actually baked empanadas yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I made first time making the empanada filling. Baked them, did fudge brownies, baked bread, everything in one day. I was like, fuck it. I'm in the mood.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely want to learn how to start baking because I go to this place that has the best pistachio cheesecake I've ever had in my life. And my goal is to bake until it tastes that way. This way I can stop going there.
I'm sorry to tell you, Soak, bro. That's not pistachio. It's just spoiled cheesecake. They just want to sell it off.
No, it's pistachio, man. Homemade by his mother. Pistachio. Oh, well. Yeah. And then on last is my Netflix recommendation, which I don't normally give, but I did watch a pretty good series. It's called Stay Close. Yeah, it's a film from the United Kingdom, which I find the United Kingdom, I think their shows are a lot better than what you see in America.
Sometimes, I guess.
For mystery, I'm going to give them the mystery because...
Like Cumberbatch when he did Sherlock Holmes. I found that to be an awesome Sherlock Holmes show.
Yeah, like I don't know what it is. It's not like they don't hold back.
Peaky Blinders, bro. Yeah. Peaky Blinders. Peaky fucking Blinders.
Yeah.
I fucking love that show, dude. I'm waiting for the last season to upload.
So what'd you think of the show anyway?
Yeah, all right. So if you guys could stop cutting me off and having your own podcast, that'd be great. So yeah, so this show is called Stay Close. It's a mystery. It's basically about a woman named Megan who was working as a pole dancer at one of the clubs. She ends up running away and starting a new life. Eventually, after 17 years, she's been tracked down via a note and she's trying to find out who knows her whereabouts. As well as keeping a secret with her children's father because, you know, being married, not married, they were dating for 17 years. They have kids and he doesn't know her past. So eventually, she tries to get back into her past as much, as she wants to keep moving. How am I trying to explain this right now? Eventually she has to go back in her past to figure out who keeps sending these notes and stuff. It's just a crazy little twist. A few of the other characters also have some deep secrets that they revealed eventually because everything told in the dark does come to light. But I found it good. I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10. Really good. Cool. Stay Close on Netflix.
I want to throw in a recommendation if you don't mind.
Sure. I didn't screen you, so go ahead.
No, it's all right. I actually already brought it up. It's more of an update to it. The A Handmaid's Tale.
Oh yeah.
We just got to a point, and this isn't a spoiler, so just in case you're watching it, but definitely don't watch it next to your significant other who also happens to be a female, because they got to the point where you guys know what lip rings are, right? Obviously, everyone in the world knows what a fucking lip ring looks like.
Yeah. Okay.
But imagine both lips with a row of rings keeping their lips shut.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I turned around as soon as I saw that on the show, and I'm like, finally, someone figured it out.
Now, this was done by choice, or someone has done that to the female?
No. These are pretty much baby slaves. They're just puppy mills, and they're just in, you know, blessed are the silent, and they have, like, fucking lid rings to keep their mouth. It would look like a horror movie. But the whole time, every time I see some shit like that on that show, I just turn around and I'm like, see, keep it up. This is
what there is such thing as a happy marriage.
Happy wife.
Happy wife.
Jack, get to the mic.
Oh shit. No, this is good, man. So that show is definitely great if you want to poke fun at some fictional world where women are subjugated.
Again, only if fictional. You're crazy as like Jack is, but
yeah, no, it's great.
Anyway, let's get on to this. Jack brought something up during the notes. He wanted to play this game, Would You Rather?
Yeah, everyone knows.
So that. Would you rather? Yeah, we're going to give off, what do I have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 would you rather questions.
Yeah.
I'll lead it off, so.
Please do.
Here's the first one. We're trying to go not as much sexual as we can, because that's basically how Jack's mind works. So we threw in some regular, non-vanilla, but fun, fantastic questions. So would you rather have no fingers or no eyes? For me, I'm going to go with no fingers. Why? Because I need to see. I need to be able to look what's around me, visualize things. The whole no hand, no finger thing, Captain Hook did it. I'll figure it out how to wank it. I'll figure it out how to drive and cut my steak. But other than that, yeah, I don't think I could live without no eyes. I need to see, you know.
Yeah.
I need to visualize and see a lot of things. I can figure out how to get everything else done without fingers. Jack, what do you got on that one?
I agree. I think you can modify a pocket pussy to have a threaded thing so that you could spin it on like Captain Hook.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm pretty sure you know, it's 2022, man. We'll figure it out. Even if you fucking put a hole in a wall, you don't just no hands.
Fuck there it. You go.
Honestly, at this point, I agree. And it's not in my reasons, wouldn't even be sexual. I hate it when I bake bread that the dough gets caught in between my fingers. So if I just have 2 stubs and then just mowing it around, it would be a whole lot easier.
There you go. That was good. That was very unexpected, but very good. All right. I'll read the next one. And then Jack, you can go ahead and hit it off. Would you rather have the best sex of your life with any one person of your dreams forever, or have mediocre sex with anyone at any time?
Ugh, I already know I'm going to get fucking strung up for this one.
Go ahead, Jack.
Right, I'll answer it first.
No, Jack's going to go first.
Oh, you want to go first?
Yes.
All right. Personally, me, logically,
here we go.
I want to have the best sex, regardless of who it's with. So I'm going to say that having the best sex of my life with the person of my dreams is a fucking win.
First of all, where are you getting this person of your dreams stuff?
It's literally in the question.
It's just a question. Yeah.
I thought it was just the best sex, not with
I'll reread the question. Would you rather have the best sex of your life with any one person of your dreams forever?
Oh, of your dreams. Okay.
Or have mediocre sex with anyone at any time?
See, I'm opposite. I'd rather just for me, it's quantity over quality at this point. Wherever I can put it, I'll put it. Hell yeah, fuck it.
Well, I'm with you too. So I think and it's not quantity over quality. It's more, I guess you could say it that way, but like I go in depth with things. So if I have to pick one person of my dreams, right? Eventually they grow old. I don't know if I'm going to be into that. Yeah, so I'd rather have mediocre sex with anyone at any time. Okay.
And guess what? You're never disappointed.
You're not really disappointed. And let's be honest, at the end of the day, as long as you get yours, right? I mean,
but isn't that part of the question though? You're always disappointed because it's never the
it's
best.
It's mediocre. No,
regardless.
It's mediocre.
You're not let down. You're not.
It's mediocre. It's mediocre. It's good. Yeah.
That's it. It's fine.
All right. I'd rather have awesome sex with 100-year-old woman than.
Yeah, I get it. But it's, I mean, listen, I don't want to get bashed for this, but I had a choice, I'd rather have mediocre sex with anyone, whoever I want at any time.
Right. Just anytime you flip through your IG account. Just,
yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah,
walking in the street. Walking upstairs.
Yep. All right. Next question. Next question. And Marco, you could lead this one off.
Sure. Go ahead.
This comes from Jack too. Would you rather watch your parents fuck 100 times or join in once?
Really think about that.
You know what the problem is? Because me and him both know what my parents look like, and we want neither one.
Regardless, parents in mind. So,
okay, fuck. No, I. Fuck.
Either way, I'm slitting my throat at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just do it once. 100 times is gonna take forever. So just get it over and go home, hang yourself, and that's it. We're all done.
Just stand there getting sandwiched. So what's while your I answer, Marco? Bleed like a fountain. Just.
All right, guys. Can we, Marco? What's your answer?
All right. It's gonna be. Fuck, I can't, man. It's so hard. All right, just 100 times, whatever. I don't want to do any shit. Yeah.
All right. For me, yes, it's the same. So far, me and Marco pretty much have the same. Yeah, I'm going to watch 100 times. I wouldn't join in once.
I'm going to join in. At least I'm going to get something out of it.
I'm not up to you yet.
Disgusting.
Jack is he's off his radar today. So.
No, I know.
I'm trying to give my answer and you keep fucking cutting me off. So it's pissing me off. A little bit. But so, yeah, I'd rather watch the 100 times. I wouldn't join in. That's just crazy. No. But slit in the throat, maybe at the end prop, it's a possibility. Jack, go ahead. Since you can't keep your mouth shut, you're next.
No, I don't want to say it now.
You have to say it, Jack.
No, I join in. Why? Just Band-Aid it, you know? You take a week to take a Band-Aid off or just fucking rip it all off? Just do it.
All right. All right. Would you rather always have a strand of hair in your mouth or always have a rock stuck in your shoe? I would rather have a rock stuck in my shoe. I'm not going to imagine having a fucking piece of hair in my mouth. And every time I pull that one out, the next one continuously comes up back there. No, just it's fucking, it just sounds fucking ugh. Yeah, I couldn't live that way. Marco, what do you think?
Same. Absolutely same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at that point, I'll just take my shoe off and wear a sandal.
Well, there would be a rock in your sandal then, basically.
Yeah, I'd just rather the rock.
So, Jack, what would you do?
I would rather have the rock in the shoe because I don't. The only time you would ever really know you have a rock in your shoe is if you're walking around, unless you have a boulder in it, right? Unless it's a big fucking rock. But, yeah, no, I'll just do the little rock in the shoe. I don't care about the hair in my mouth. I feel like that happens to me more often than anyone knows. Yeah.
After you get pegged, right? I
got used to it.
Trying to suck the soup out of your beard.
That's what you mean? No, I meant something else.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
All right, here's a good one. And Jack, you could lead off with it. Would you rather fuck looking at the top half of Kim Kardashian with the bottom half of a Hulk Hogan or the top half of Hulk Hogan with the bottom half of Kim Kardashian? Jack, lead it off.
Oh, all right. So because I'm going first, I'm going to have very little time to think about it. Top half Kim, bottom half Hulk Hogan, because I'm going anal anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's still a guy's ass. Just so you know, that's still a guy's ass. That's Hulk Hogan's asshole you're going in.
I don't see it.
Marco,
I'm looking at the top.
Yeah, Marco, what would you think?
I do the opposite because if you think about it, if you're smashing from the back, you're not looking at the front, the top half. So I would have Kim Kardashian's bottom half.
And once again, you and I are on the same boat. 100% with Kim's bottom half, Hulk Hogan's top half. Like I said, you turn her around doggy style. I mean, that's all you really need out of Kim. You don't need to look at her. Yeah.
I don't know, because at that point you just have a
thick and it's Hulk a Hogan. Vagina.
Yeah. Okay, but
that's again, a woman's bottom half.
You're still smashing a dude's butt. You're still not getting the whole thing here.
You need to get psych evaluated. We need to get a psych on the show. Ask you like 150 questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe season three, we're going to hire someone.
What are we trying to figure out here? Like what psychologically, like where did I go wrong?
Maybe, yeah. Well, I don't know. We got to figure it. That's maybe the whole season three is going to be a whole mystery on how we figure out the way you think and function.
Nah, I don't know. I still say the bottom half Hulk because look, have you ever dated or touched a fit female?
It's like touching,
like it's yeah, kind of like
with a fucking hairy ass, fucking spider veins all over you.
He's a wrestler. He hasn't had hair on his body. He was a wrestler.
Oh, okay, fine, sure.
The only worst part, the only worst part I can see this happening with the top half of Hulk is when he turns around and he goes, "Not bad, right, brother?" And I'm like, ah.
Can I take that nut back?
Yeah.
It sucked itself back up.
Oh my God.
That's good. Oh, that's good. I don't know. I think you guys are crazy.
Yeah, I think you're crazy. Yeah, you're officially crazy.
I think you're hiding in a closet somewhere that we still can't find you.
Stop. All right. Stop.
Here's the next one.
Stop.
Moving along. Yeah. Would you rather, and this is going to go to Marco. You could lead this one off. Would you rather start every convo with the title of the last porn you watched or never watch porn again?
I'd rather start every convo with the title of the last porn I watched.
So start one now with the last porn.
Yeah. Hi, stepmom. Dad's not home.
Yeah. No,
part two. It's probably worse than that. By the way, my name's Marco. Yeah.
It is definitely worse than that. I'm not allowed to say it.
Oh, man.
See? Or never watch porn again. You'd rather just not talk to anybody at that point. Just like, me and my porn
now. Doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Text. Just text. Jack, what do you got?
Yeah, I'd rather just not watch porn ever again.
Really?
Yeah, from a lot of what I've heard.
And yeah, we got to get this site quicker than I thought.
No, from what I'm probably healthier than you because apparently porn is not good for you. Makes you a fat, lonely loser.
No. That's if you. Yeah, Marco's looking around the house. Listen, everything in moderation, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can go days and weeks without watching or you know anything. I like doubt that. I'm not gonna die.
Yeah.
No, I have to. I got Rob here. I can't. I'm like a foot away from where his face is.
Go to the bathroom.
It's just weird having another guy in the house.
Lay in an empty tub. So your back sticks to the porcelain.
That's hilarious. No, but I mean, realistically, I feel like if you don't watch porn, you have more of a, I don't know, a drive to
go
connect
rape
with other females and stuff. No, I just think it's better for you if you don't.
Listen,
plus, who the hell wants to start a conversation with, I don't know, hi, glory holes for, you know, orgy.
Yeah, easy. I'll give you my example. I would definitely start every conversation with the last porn I watched. I just figure I would self-diagnose myself with Tourette's or Asperger's.
Mm-hmm.
See where I'm going?
You can fix it. It's fixable.
Yeah, it's fixable.
All right.
I suppose. Mm.
Jack.
I'm trying to think of some really funny porn titles that you obviously would never start with, but I'll circle back.
Yeah. That's not on the menu. Yeah. Jack, you're going to lead this one off. Would you rather hear your partner dirty talk in a very annoying voice or have sex in 100% silence?
Now, by annoying, you mean
like, I'm talking whatever Godfrey? You can picture the most annoying voice just continually going on during sex.
I imagine Gilbert Gottfried
or Bobcat Goldberg.
Just like that. Yeah, this is the part you put it in my ass.
That's yeah. I would enjoy it.
Oh shit! It's really that warm.
I don't know. I know what it's like with the silence, so I'm just gonna take any voice.
You got a what?
So sex with noise. Any I don't care even if it's annoying.
Nah, just because I don't want Marco to go before I go, because I feel like we always have the same answers. I'm going to go sex and silence, because I cannot hear that throughout the whole fucking thing. I'd rather silent sex. That's it. Like silent films, silent sex.
Mm-mm. Okay. I'll take the noise.
Oh, yeah? All right. So
yeah, I'll take the
noise. We did split at this one. Yeah, really? Oh, man.
You know why? Because when I sex myself, I'm in silence anyway.
Huh?
So I said when I sex myself, I'm usually in silence anyway. So
yeah, you
I
don't wear headphones? A little different.
Someone else's voice besides mine in my head.
Oh, man. There's so many funny names to titles of porns. We'll have to touch this. It's
just,
hilarious.
Just give me one or two, just so we don't have to touch it again.
Okay. Black Cock Down.
That's in reference to Black Hawk Down people. Just so you know.
Yeah. Crocodile Blondie. The Da Vinci Load. the Texas Vibrator Massacre.
Nice. All right.
The Whore of the Rings. Dude, all there's right. so many fucking good ones.
The Home of the Deep Holes. Yeah, we got it.
Kinky Kong.
All right, move it along. Jack, you ready for your news?
Let's do this.
Jack, what do we got?
So let's be honest, it was just a matter of time before someone made this claim. Potheads out there rejoice, but it could actually be a cure to the Wu flu, believe it or not.
That's
Daily Mail article. Yeah. Daily Mail article I covered has some researchers at Oregon State University, and they found that the cannabinoids acids, they plug the spots that COVID would attach to. Yeah. So it's pretty much like a game of musical chairs. And the pot blocks the seats for COVID. So you don't get COVID because you're too busy being high.
And Chad and Whitney in their basement came up with this after being fucking high.
PhDs. This.
Yeah. This is like when kids used to say, yo, weed makes you drive better. It makes you smarter. It does.
Well, okay. So I will say this. As much as I love joking about potheads and whatever, the cannabinoid acids aren't even in the type of weed that would get you high. It's actually in hemp, which...
Oh, so they're trying to boost the hemp stocks giving...
Really? You think that you're
going to throw it in the direction of money? Of course, everything's in the money. People do not do anything for the goodness of their heart. Remember that.
No.
All right. Well, so far, test show...
Mother Mary was only one.
Who?
Mother Mary.
Oh.
I forgot you're an atheist.
Yes. Test show it works for the OG flu. The original Wu flu and the lesser known beta variants, but they only tested it on those two, so it could possibly work for the rest of them. And you know, considering everyone else in the house has had the Wu flu and I haven't, I'm just saying. Tests show it works for the. Oh no, sorry, I already reread that. I doubt the CDC is going to make.
And that's the example of.
Oh yeah, I actually didn't. Today, believe it or not. So the CDC is not gonna mandate hemp cigarettes, but I think they should. I think a lot of the stuff that's in hemp and a lot of the chemicals that are in what is it, CBD and all that other shit, I honestly feel like they do have some medicinal purposes, but you're not gonna see the CDC mandating everybody has that, you know. Masks, of course, you know, they make the money on the masks. They don't make money on hemp. So
all right, I'm moving along. So allegedly, Drake takes a girl back to his room after coitus with a condom. He throws the condom away, but before he throws the condom away, allegedly he puts hot sauce in the condom. So the female goes to the bathroom, she fishes out the condom and tries to put it right back into her, and then she starts screaming, "My vagina's burning." I don't know how true this is. This is what I seen on I think it was like an Instagram article. But Drake has a nice plan C. I like that. And yeah, I think allegedly the female is trying to now sue Drake. I don't know what she's suing him for, because you went into the garbage to take the condom to put it back into you after he put some Frank's hot shosh on that shit.
They didn't have a warning label on the box.
Okay. Yeah. Frank's Red Hot. Drake puts that shit on everything.
Yeah. And can I, if you're the female that fishes out a condom,
it's desperation
that where the sperm is supposed to be is now red. And you're like, that'll work.
It's just a little blood.
Just a little blood.
Yeah. Maybe the condom was red. This is where I get to with these Instagram models. No one wants to work. They just want to boom.
Want Drake's baby.
Just Drake's baby. There you go.
I want Drake's baby.
Drake should come out with a hot sauce and he should take away the Frank slogan. Drake's hot sauce. Put that shit on everything.
And anyways. He should also make it white and not red.
Yeah. All right, so. Boom. Before we get into the Monday Night Football pick, there are two awesome shout outs to be made during the wild card rounds. First of all, shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow, and the franchise. The team has finally made it, and they're going to be headed in and a chance to win for the Super Bowl. Secondly, shout out to the Buffalo Bills. Not only did they advance to the next round, they dominated the New England Patriots 47-17. Here are your victors from the wild card. We had Bengals beating the Raiders. We had the Bills beating the Patriots. Bucks took on the Eagles and won. 49ers beat the Cowgirls. Chiefs advance. Steelers are gone. Should be Big Ben's last year. So good luck to Big Ben and enjoy your retirement. Which leads us to the Monday Night Football primetime game, which is going to be the Arizona Cardinals versus the Los Angeles Rams. This should be really good, fun, exciting Monday night game. Definitely get your drinks. Definitely get your beers ready. If I had a pick, I'm going to go with the LA Rams over the Cardinals. Until next week.